contestants. I got it.
I want to look at it too, though.
But talking to the mic, make sure.
Hello, hello. I am Nicholas Wagoner.
How'd you look it up? Drag Race Thailand contestants?
Yeah.
Okay. No spoilers?
No, I don't think so, no.
I do kind of think I know who wins, but...
I don't, actually. All right, so we can start whenever. Are you good, or...
Let me just look this up. I think it just got spoiled for me. That's fine. Oh, no, it didn't. Cool. All
right. Hi, welcome to How Is She, Though? I'm Nicholas Wagoner.
I'm Chad Westbrook. Hi, guys.
Hey, we are guestless this week, and for a very good reason.
I am so excited that we are finally...
Finally.
Reviewing, talking about...
Finally, it's happened to us.
We are reviewing Drag Race Thailand. Finally! Something, Drag Race Thailand. I don't know why it took us so long to talk about this, but we're going to talk about Drag Race Thailand for the first time. We just watched the first episode today, both of us.
It took us a while to, like, we've definitely seen probably clips.
But why? Here. Why?
I don't know.
What was, because now that I watched it, I'm like, what? Why did we not?
And you guys will be saying the same thing if you haven't watched it yet. Go ahead and listen to this episode. And then when you're done, just start keeping up with
us. We're going to be doing our regular schedule of releasing one episode a week. And if you want to watch along, I mean, you probably at this point you would just binge it. Why would you not?
Yeah.
But, I really encourage everyone to watch it and listen to, obviously listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
But,
always do.
It's incredible. My first right out the gate thoughts on it was this is, maybe one of the best first episodes of any Drag Race.
Right. I was a little worried going into it that I guess assumed that production would be, the budget would be so low that it would not be fun to watch, but that didn't worry me at all. Like, they had fun.
Yeah, absolutely. The it felt like they're grander, gayer, campier than any US
campier
version.
For sure. Yeah.
And grander, like that all, all five judges for this episode, except for one, I guess, were in drag.
Yeah.
And like crazy cool drag.
Yeah.
And then the backdrop for the judges where they sit on is just like mirrors and crystals and shimmer.
How to do it in Thailand.
So this was the first installment of Drag Race outside of US.
Yes.
They had talked about doing a UK version at some point.
Yeah.
And they had tapped Piers Morgan to host it.
Piers Morgan.
From like the X Factor, and then like he took over Larry King Live.
Oh, why him?
I know.
No.
And then I think it just got squashed.
No, no.
There's gotta be
a UK drag queen that's legendary that should do it.
Yeah, there's a bunch, I'm sure. None of them.
I don't know any of them
at this point.
Maybe
Courtney Act.
Charlie
Hides should do it. Yeah.
Never performed because they don't. They sing live.
Yeah. Oh God. The nightmare of a Charlie Hides hosting. Such a disappointment.
Before we get too deep into it, like, we haven't done a check-in with each other.
Oh.
What's going on with...
Oh, my God.
I think we should talk about this for you.
Okay.
You took a boxing class.
Yeah, I did.
It's brave.
Yeah, it's brave. We didn't plan that, but we both agree it's brave.
It's brave. Sarah Bareilles is brave.
Yeah, I signed up for ClassPass because you get a month free.
Oh.
So I encourage you all to do that for free. We're also sponsored by ClassPass.
ClassPass. The monthly pass.
We're sponsored by ClassPass and The Voice. That's it.
And Andrew Christian underwear, please.
I guess. We've had all these fake sponsors. We really want a real one.
Yeah.
Give us your money. I'll take ice cream.
I'll take... money.
I'll take pins.
Oh, pins. I'll take a little pins.
Oh, if we could get sponsored by Ticonderoga, that'd be fun.
The best pencil on the market.
The best.
Simply the best.
Okay,
we're done.
Enough.
Anyway, you're taking a boxing class. How do you like it?
Well, I just took one, and it was with my friend Lauren, and it was the most probably the most mask thing I've ever done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Besides fucking dudes. But also it made me feel the most like femme kid in a gym class.
Really?
Like so no one else showed up for it except for me and my friend. So me and Lauren. So weird to have like one very like buff straight dude just be like focusing all of his attention on you.
Yeah.
And being like, this isn't right. Your stance isn't right. And then he'd like fake punch you. And he's just like, he's like, he would do the thing like my stance would be off. And then he'd like, see, and then he'd shove me. So I was off balance. And then he'd like show me if my stance was right, I could fix it or whatever. Ugh, wow. So crazy. And then it got like pretty fun because you're getting, I think, a lot of aggression out.
Yeah.
And it's the hardest workout I've ever done.
Yeah.
The hardest workout I've ever done by far.
Fun. I walked through the set of the show I'm working on, and like it's like a whole firehouse, and they had a gym set, and there's a punching bag, and I was in there by myself, and I just started like fucking around and punching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of fun.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's tiring though. It's crazy how tiring, even just because you have to hold your hands up for a long time. Mm-hmm. So even just like holding your hands above whatever their normal resting spot kills you.
Yeah. It's like the survivor challenges where it's like you mm-hmm. have to. You literally just trying to do where your hands, arms extended and holding it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You will get tired.
Yeah. But it made me feel
powerful.
Yeah. Made me, it felt like I was channeling. I was like, this punching bag is the patriarchy. Okay.
And patriotism.
And I hate patriots. You love our country? How could you?
Truly.
No, we can. We can still love it.
You know,
love it for its flaws. You know,
I actually have like this thing that I really get annoyed with people who are like super patriotic, because I usually those people tend to not be the best. Like they're not the represent. They represent the country in the wrong way. Like, you know, like the people who are always like out in the red, white, and blue and the American flags wearing it.
I'm going to steal this. Maybe doesn't apply 100%, but I'm going to steal this. A friend, I was talking to a friend about some experiences of his, I won't name who, and he was talking about like a moment in his life when he realized there was a difference between being like a Christian mm-hmm. and being a fundamentalist.
Mm.
And so because he realized like he grew up a certain way, and he didn't hate necessarily being a Christian, but that's not what right. was the problem. The problem was growing up fundamentalist.
Right.
So there's something in that with patriots.
What epitomizes what I think and value and what it like makes an American is like I see people who are immigrants who weren't born here as more representative of that than people who were born here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean honestly, if you fly a Confederate flag, you're not a fucking American to me. Like, you're just you're living in the past.
I mean, you're just a bad person.
You're a bad person. Like you are. Yeah, I mean, yeah, part of this country is like you share the title with people who you don't necessarily agree with, but there's people who they're what they think and what they want to implement is to try to get rid of those people's voices if they don't agree.
It's the land of the free, unless you are. Look at us get political.
Laundry list. Anyway, yeah, sorry guys. It is the political season is here. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's always here. It's always here. Stay engaged and vote.
Wow.
But anyway, so we've talked about boxing and politics. Now let's go on, on to naturally the next thing. So what's going on with me lately is I have officially decided to audition for Survivor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
We are going to make this video.
Mm-hmm.
We're just structuring it.
Let's ask everyone to take a little prayer, take a little moment to secret this for Nick.
Please secret it for me. And, you know, tell me, give me reasons why you think I would be good on Survivor. If you're regular listeners, if you like, what traits do I have that I epitomize?
Oh, interesting. I don't know if anyone would know you well enough to do that.
Strangers just through a podcast, that'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
And while you're there, tell me something about myself.
Yeah. Chad needs some validation.
Yeah. I need to figure out my identity.
Yeah, we all do. We all could. That's what's going on with me.
So let's talk about Thailand, Drag Race Thailand.
Yeah, let's get into it.
When did this air? It was a few months ago. We don't know a lot of details.
Like less than a year, but about a year ago.
Yeah.
I think.
So Thailand did have a TV drag competition before this.
Oh, did it?
It was called Tea Battle.
Cool.
There's also Lip Sync Battle Thailand.
Oh.
Which is, you know, in the world of. This is produced by World of Wonder.
Yes.
Fenton Bailey. Mm-hmm. It's a very close copy of, not copy, it's just a very close, like, in format.
It's an offshoot.
They do a lot of, like, the RuPaulisms of hello, hello, hello.
Yeah,
and don't fuck it up and yeah. all that stuff.
Yeah.
The things that we love, it's our comfort.
Yes.
Our security blanket.
It's what we need in order to function.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. So they start with the entrances. Let's break down our first impressions of these girls.
Yes.
So first one in was Darris Dahl.
Yes, Darris Dahl. Darris Dahl is the name that is familiar to me.
Some of the names were familiar to me. I think that was one of them.
This and Jaja.
Yeah.
Were like the two where I was like, oh, I've heard those names. So that makes me, we both are unspoiled, right?
I don't know.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Because I've heard Darris Dahl, it makes me think that maybe she goes far or she has like an impactful yeah. moment, but
her talking heads are fun.
Oh, and holy she's shit. Can we'll just say this really quick too. The talking heads in this iteration of it are better than all of the other ones.
And those girls are shady. I love it.
Bunny B. Fierce, I think her name is, who also I've heard
great
before.
Name.
She, her talking heads, one of them was when someone was celebrating a win, Morgana or whatever, someone was celebrating a win, she goes, why was she jumping like that? Maybe she was practicing on walking on hot coal for when she's in hell.
I also liked when someone didn't do well on the main runway. What's her name? Natalia
D'Amico or something? Yeah, whatever.
She was like saying, oh, she didn't do very well. And then it flashes to her, them in the backstage and like not really looking at her at all. And then she's like, my condolences.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, shit.
So good.
Oh, shit.
So Darris Dahl has some good talking heads. She feels sort of like the most actual queen
yes,
or something.
Yes.
She's like,
she is a queen, honey.
She's like the one who's like, you owe me an apology. She has that vibe.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
very confident.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
love her a lot. She's also stunning. She's one of the prettiest ones.
Yeah. And then Natalia comes in wearing a gorgeous dress.
Natalia Piarkum.
Is it Natalia?
I think so. Natalia.
Okay.
Yeah, wearing a gorgeous dress.
Says she has money, honey.
Yeah.
And I believe it. She looks like she's wealthy. She owns a basket store.
Uh-huh. I should have written all these down. All of their at workroom entrance lines were crazy. I don't remember hers at all, but I'll try
looks
to
like
remember.
They told them to do it in English as well.
Yeah, some of them are and some of them aren't. Yeah. But she's also, I think, the oldest queen, Natalia. Mm-hmm. She's an ex-athlete. She was a champion cheerleader before she was on the show.
That's so funny.
She's been doing drag for like 10 years, though. She's like the vet of the season. She's the Darian Lake.
She's the number two vet because there's one other one that has been doing it since they were 16.
I think, but that person's like 25.
No, they're like 30.
Oh, okay.
So they've been there longer.
She's really pretty, too. Her face is like very modern. And
nice
yeah.
beat mug.
Next was Amadeva.
Love the name.
I love Amadeva. I love everything about Amadeva.
Was she the one that did the theater? Yeah. The theater runway.
Yeah, and then she had the dress.
Great.
The theater runway into the suit, into the dress reveal with the petals, right?
Yeah.
That was my favorite of the...
Yeah, that
she didn't win, but yeah. She's 24. I don't know. She's younger. She's newer at drag.
Mm-hmm.
She says she only does drag in face about 10 days per year.
That's not good.
That's not good. But she's stunning, and she like killed the first challenge, so...
The theater reveals. That was a theater reveal, not a drag reveal.
Oh, it was so fucking good. Yeah, I love a theater queen. Also, her name, she says, comes from the song Diva by Beyonce. I'm a diva.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my pump-up jams.
Yeah, for your when you sex.
Yeah, I pump my...
when you do your penis pump.
Yeah. But, I'm pumping. Yeah.
I'm a diva.
I'm a diva.
What a weird combination.
Yeah. The guys really hate it when they're in the room.
So I picture you in the bathroom looking at the mirror, and there's a guy on a bed waiting.
Mm-hmm. He waits a while. The whole song, at least.
He? One guy? Whoever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have like a multitude of men in my room.
Okay. Sorry. Slut shaming.
No, I'm not shaming. I don't do that, but other people do it.
Bunny B. Fly is next. 25.
Fun name.
Love her as well. I guess I love all of them.
Yeah, they're all great.
The bottom two of this episode were the only two where I was like, they're
yeah,
but they're still really fun.
Yeah.
Bunny B. Fly is so far my favorite talking heads. I said it earlier. She does the walking in hell thing. She had another one that was like, you're gonna need to hide your dresses because I'm going to find a pair of scissors and I'm going to cut them all up. And it's like, they don't, she's not saying it necessarily like tongue
she's
in cheek.
Dry.
She's just, dry. She's just like, I will cut your dresses. There's no like clever spin. It. Yeah.
You know, there doesn't need to be, Chad. Doesn't always need to be a clever spin, right?
You're right. Sometimes people try too hard.
Yeah.
Note taken. She's a former cabaret actor.
Ooh.
And she makes a lot of her own costumes and materials, like out of, you know, like metal. She does like really cool, yes, avant-garde things.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then Annie Mae Wong.
Annie Mae Wong, 30.
She's the one who's been doing drag the longest.
Yes, that's right.
And
very pretty. Very like
pretty. Uses her. I believe she uses her natural hair as opposed to wigs.
Yeah.
It seems like. Yeah, great. She is regal.
Yeah, she seems like the one who you're like, okay, yeah, this is your show.
Yeah, yeah, she might win, actually.
Yeah.
I can see her winning.
Then we have Petchara.
Fun.
Forgettable to me, though, a little bit.
Yeah, forgettable. She was the one who did the pinup.
Yeah, she does the pinup stuff. She did, like, the Amy Winehouse wig and then didn't change into... I mean, we'll talk about it more, but the challenge, the runway challenge was 3-in-1 reveals.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she did the Amy, it was like 50s pinup into another 50s pinup into another 50s pinup.
Yeah.
It just didn't tell a story.
Yeah. And then Melanie,
Minnie Minaj.
Oh, Minnie Minaj. I like Minnie Minaj.
Minnie Minaj, 26.
I always thought it was Melanie.
Her quote, I didn't come to play. I came to win the whole game because I want the cash prize. And then.
She annoyed me. I didn't like her.
Yeah, she.
I'm just gonna be honest. I didn't like her.
She was just a flat personality. This is the whole thing is going to be a spoiler alert. So just if you're listening, I don't know why, just whatever.
Yeah.
Watch it first if you care.
Yeah, you can pause this.
She goes home and at the end, but the craziest thing was when she goes home, one of the judges, it's like the RuPaul. I have to get their names right. I just know Pangina, mm-hmm, is one of them. And then I don't remember the other one.
Fine.
I know.
The pit crew.
I know. Okay, we'll save it. So, but when she goes home, they were talking about both of them, and she was looking at Minnie Minaj, and she's like, Minnie Minaj, you're very pretty, but you have no aura, and your humor and joy, your humor and joy is a flash in the pan. Saying someone's humor is a flash in the pan is like a read, but saying someone's joy is a flash in the pan?
I think that just means like it's... Like we enjoy it at first, but it just fizzles out and it's not enough to carry you. You need more.
I guess I took it as like your happiness.
No, that's, yeah, I don't know if they were going that deep. They're not their therapist.
See, that's my brain. That would have destroyed me.
Jaja.
Oh, also we should say, Minnie Minaj is trans.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
She's, which is one step above what American Drag Race has done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Jaja, who speaks English.
So fun. She's from the Philippines. That's why.
She speaks English. Came out and said, Jaja's here. Don't be greedy. And a lot of this stuff, I'm like wondering if there's like things that are sort of like lost in translation.
Yeah, probably. It's like... Yeah.
A little bit, but it's like just making it more fun. That was a crazy line to me. Don't be greedy.
I think, yeah, Jaja, I think is fun. I don't know. I like her. I hope she goes far.
I love her. Yeah. She's like the personality to me.
Morrigan.
She is the Serena Chacha.
She really is.
Of this season. She's
Serena Chacha won the first mini challenge, that she would have been a monster. Did she? Wait, she did, didn't she?
I don't think so.
She won, no, the second one.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's just very young.
She is 18, Morrigan. She almost didn't audition because of an accident involving a mirror landing on her foot.
Wow, what a tragedy. But she did actually go.
I mean, so she won the mini challenge. Oh, and this is the other thing. When she's being interviewed, they're like, you know, whatever they prompted her. What is Morrigan? Who's Morrigan? What's she like?
She had no answer.
She goes... Morrigan is an extreme introvert and pretty. And Morrigan, she had nothing.
She's baby drag. She's figuring it.
But also, it's an interesting quality to have like your drag persona be an extreme introvert.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
I kind of love it.
I get, yeah.
I love it because it's different, but it's also like where that's, it's hard to watch that.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Biela. She's fun too.
I forget her.
Her. She was the bigger girl with the blonde, bleach blonde, like hair.
Yeah.
Heads. Her Talking Heads were also.
Her really Talking
fun.
Heads are really good. Yeah, I don't know. B stands for big and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Ella comes from Cinderella. Yeah, she's very fun, and that's all,
folks.
That's all, folks. It's a really great cast. Literally all of the personalities. Also, good there's something I've known. Who was it? Oh, Dearest Doll. Mm-hmm. A couple of them do this though. They'll say something and then they'll like look at the camera and do like, like really crazy sharp forced laughter.
It's probably like a thing.
As like a punctuation on a read or something.
Yeah.
Which I love. I'm here for.
Yeah. So the mini challenge was a classic like photo challenge that we've had, but like in general, like where there's a, you have to do this while.
Since season one of Drag Race, it's like always the first.
So they get water dumped on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Almost every one of their pictures looked great.
I know.
They all served it.
I know.
There was not a really bad
This episode was amazing.
Yeah. And, oh, the pit crew.
Okay, we can talk about the pit crew. Well, also, we'll talk about Pangina. Pangina is a stunning man.
And a stunning drag queen.
And a stunning drag queen.
But, man, Pangina. And Pangina's got a ton of thirst traps.
Oh, yeah? Online?
Uh-huh.
I haven't looked up.
Yeah. Go follow Pangina's Instagram.
Yeah, and us. How is she the pod? THOPOD.
That most of all. And then Pangina.
Yeah.
And then also, let's talk about that pit crew.
Please.
I mean, they were fine.
They were so fine. I know.
Oh, man. Didn't they wear shades? They came out wearing shades.
Uh-huh.
And those trunks were cute, too. I want to know where they got them.
Yeah. I know. It's also just, I don't know. I just want... this show feels better. I'm like, yeah. I don't know why. What is it about this one where I'm like this? Because I was burnt out when we were on season 10 because we had just gotten off All-Stars, right?
Yeah.
All-Stars in season 10. And then now maybe it's just because it's been a while. I'm excited to watch it again. But it just also something about it feels fresher.
Mm-hmm.
It's weirdly like less produced yet more exciting.
Yeah, I think it's because it's like back. Feels like it's back to basics in a way.
Like
there's not a lot of like the added bullshit.
And I don't feel any bias or anything. Mm-hmm. Or like oh, that's the Instagram queen, so she's gonna go far because they need the social media, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Everything about it, the pit crew, I was like, this is for some reason they're sexier.
I love their workroom too. The little colored cheetah print walls.
Same, it's yeah. Fun. And then so they do the photo shoot, and then they announce that Morrigan is the winner. Because of that, she gets to assign the fabric or the materials to all the queens, which they will use for their runway challenge. Mm-hmm. The way they presented this, also, I fucking loved.
Yeah.
She had an envelope which had a list of what each color had inside, and then she got to give them a box.
Yeah.
And it, for some reason, it just added suspense.
Yeah. Didn't, one person, I can't remember who got the bowl, a bowl and candles and turned their bowl into a clutch.
Yeah. She went home.
No.
Oh, she was not very well liked, though.
Wait, what?
I think that might have been Minnie Minaj.
No. Minnie Minaj did not.
They liked her clutch, but they didn't like anything else.
Minnie Minaj was not the one with the bowl.
No, I know, but whoever that was, they liked just that part.
Oh, they only liked that part?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, still fun.
Still very fun. And the other thing that's fun is just like it's fun watch. It's like Thai culture,
mm-hmm.
which is just more. I don't know. There's something.
Well, it's because we were not really exposed to it, I guess, as much. So it's like fresh and newer.
Yeah,
it feels newer.
Yeah,
but it's been
it makes the watch more interesting.
Yeah, and it was like a lot of the materials were just like traditional stuff that they have.
Yeah,
and
then so they're supposed to do 3-in-1. There was no one that really got like.
Right. I don't think anyone really stayed true to the challenge.
Because they've had a moment where it was like, do we have to use all of it? And then the judges were like, no, which I think you have to. You should have to use all of
it. It should be obvious that you're doing the thing. Like the winner of the challenge kind of like, it did look kind of high fashion. It was good, but it was like, it literally, she just threw it on her body with a string. It was like the mat.
Yeah.
And then it was like over her other outfit. That's what I didn't like was when people would reveal, their reveal was literally them just taking off one thing. It was the same outfit.
You know who I really loved was Natalia. Mm-hmm. She did that like spacey with all the wire
stuff. Yeah, the skirt was like that kind of like that springy, like what you use on if you have it in your car to like the little.
Mm-hmm, like a windshield thing.
Yeah.
Windshield screen.
Looked really cool.
Yeah, I loved hers.
And it seems like all these queens know how to craft.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they all made all that stuff.
It
was a ton of fucking work for probably a very few amount of time or very low amount of time.
You know what that's like.
In a month. I have a month to do what they did, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, insane.
So not Meanie, who was the winner?
Meanie Minaj. Oh, the winner was the one we both really liked. She was like the pro, Amadeva?
No, I'm sorry, the winner of the mini challenge who picked all the materials.
Oh, Morrigan.
Morrigan, thank you. Morrigan picked for herself flowers, which everyone was like, that's the safe one. It's not that inspiring. And then she totally buffed it on
how she held them and then threw them.
Yeah, and then had just like something stuffed in her tits, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I would have did is I would have deconstructed the shit out of those flowers and made like a rainbowy petal dress or something. And then use the stems as like a second in part of the second reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like a skirt out of the green stems or something.
I mean, I was surprised she wanted that one. It felt really hard.
Yeah, it was because it's like flowers, cliche, fake flowers, cliche.
How to make it like special.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't that great. Yeah.
It was kind of messy looking.
Yeah. And her wig was really messy.
Oh, her wig was bad. It was crusty. It needed a lot of water.
Yeah.
It needed to, it was dehydrated in Death Valley.
I don't even know how you bring a wig like that in this day and age.
Yeah.
That's like a season 2, season 1 wig.
Yeah. It was like somehow worse than Jinx's wig when it got commented on how crusty it looked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
It was way worse than that.
That was a bad wig, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, the challenge in general, I was like this. I hope they just take some of these challenges and have the U.S. version do it.
Yeah.
A 3-in-1.
Which did that with the wigs, wigs on wigs on wigs in a way.
Yeah, but they need, I love the 3-in-1 and I love it like with the added thing of it needs to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Amy Mei Wong, right? Yeah. Anne? I don't know. I'm bad. She won the challenge and her story was like turning into from male to female, essentially. Yeah. I guess it's not that inspiring. It was everyone's doing that.
Yeah.
But the way she said it was, or the way she did it just like worked so well. From a suit to like a cha-cha.
He was like a boy performer.
Yeah.
Because like, it was like a boy performer suit. And then it was like that cha-cha bright yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a very stark difference. It's fun. It was fun. I liked it.
It was just like so clean and seamless.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking loved it.
Yeah. The judges, all of their outfits were insane.
I know.
It was so great.
I know. There's like the Pangina who came out in
a bowl of noodles.
And then it popped. It was like the noodles were up and then it came, fell down into like a bell skirt.
Uh-huh. And then I can't remember the names of the other judges, but like there was one in the firecracker dress was really
so incredible.
Fun.
Yeah.
That was so
She goes, I hope I don't blow up.
I like that. That's cute.
There was like Auntie someone who I guess is a drag queen, but didn't come out in drag.
Mm-hmm.
So they called her uncle and she was like, that's the only time I'll ever allow that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh my God. And then that crazy decorated face.
I kept making jokes about eating them, right?
Yeah. And she was like, if I would have done that, I would have done a wig reveal to rip my scalp off. She was just like so like she, fucking cool.
Are they going to be regular judges? Or are they special?
I don't know. That's time will tell.
Time will tell.
We're dipping our toes in the glorious, magnificent waters of Darien Lake right now. So we'll figure it out as we go. I can't wait though. I'm so excited for this ride.
It's going to be fun, I think.
And then, so the one thing that was a little weird was the way they judged it. They were like, everyone's safe except for these three people.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are in the bottom, one's the winner. So the suspense is very low because you know who they loved.
Yeah.
They literally, and also the judges' reactions to stuff, they're like literally getting out of their chair. And there was a shot of one of them going, I love her.
That fucking work.
Yeah, there was like that. And the winner had that happen to her and she was the only one up there that had happened. So it's like, you know.
Maybe that's just like not like their audience isn't into the big like
suspense drawn out. Yeah.
It's very possible. Like Kitchen Nightmares US is very different than Kitchen Nightmares UK.
That's true.
Like Gordon
you can't
Ramsay
deny it.
Is like he's so pleasant to watch on the UK versions of his show.
Yeah.
And he's like so obnoxious on most of the show. He's toned it down a lot.
Yeah, yeah,
Master
yeah.
Chef's not so bad.
Yeah, so I guess it's just like that's the way they do it. Mm-hmm. And then the lip sync was to Born This Way. Which was an exciting choice of a song.
Yeah.
Because I feel like oftentimes the U.S. version, we get sort of robbed on song choice.
Yeah, it was probably because I bet you anything music laws in Thailand, they get free pass and they could probably play anything they want.
Maybe.
For sure.
They probably don't. I literally know nothing about that. So maybe, yeah.
Well, I've heard that, what was it? The Genius is a show that I've watched on YouTube. It's like a Korean reality game show.
Mm.
And it's very great. It's like so good. I recommend it if you're into that stuff. But they play a lot of music that's been in like movies and things that very recognizable, like backtracks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, that they are illegally using this, or not. It's not, the legality is probably questionable.
Yeah.
Like, because it's just people, what are they going to do? It's a different country.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? But the lip sync itself, I'm hoping that this is not the standard or the bar that they all perform at.
Yeah, that would be very depressing.
Because in my head, I know nothing. I know so little about anything about Thailand.
Yeah.
I know so, so little.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't sound like a turd throughout as we do this.
Well, I mean, you do in general.
Sound like a turd?
Yeah.
Quality of voice or just like the things that come out of my mouth?
Yes.
okay. But you know what? I love myself. And that's the lesson that I've had to learn.
That's cute. I'm such an asshole.
No, you're not. You're a bitch and an asshole. Yeah. You're a bitch and an asshole. But yeah, they both were just so underwhelming in the performance.
Yeah.
Right person went home.
Yeah.
Meanie Minaj went home.
Yeah.
Also a weird send off. It was like, Meanie Minaj, we love you so much. Hopefully people will start to know you as Meanie instead of Minaj.
Yeah.
Or just Meanie.
Yeah. They think they were like, she's too much of a impersonator.
Oh.
She was.
Okay.
Everything was inspired. Like she was like right out the gate was like Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Well.
Country Nicki Minaj.
Maybe that's good then. Yeah, and then Morgan just broke down and cried. I also love, I will say, the format. They show a little bit of like the quote-unquote untucked moment. They just show that like while they're backstage, a la Project Runway, while the judging has happened. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would do it in the US version because they have untucked. But
yeah, I think they used to a little bit, rarely before Untucked came back. Hmm. But
yeah.
Also, I want old Untucked where they just serve them drinks, honey.
I know. Jujubee ruined it.
Jujubee ruined it.
She got too drunk. And now she's sober. So anyways, yeah. Amy Mwong won. Morgan stayed. And Meanie Minaj went home.
Yeah.
And this was the first episode. Also, you know, you can just watch this on YouTube. Just search it on YouTube. And there's some commercials.
Easy to skip.
Yeah. Much like we did this week for ours. For our episode that we're recording right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
We'll find them.
But the commercials are easy to skip, but why skip them? They're like 30 seconds long and they're really interesting. Commercials in another country are always going to be interesting to me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How they're trying to sell the product, who they're selling it to, what the product is.
I don't know what country it comes from. It's definitely like an Asian country. They have these like really drawn out narratives and commercials that are crazy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Oh, there's one. I know.
Many stories. I tried to play a funny, like it was like 10, it was like continuous storylines through multiple commercials.
I hated it.
It's so funny when you get to the end.
It's like a guy and a girl and then like a hot guy comes around.
Yeah. But it's like the gum is like it's all euphemism for like dick.
Yeah,
the whole thing. And you had to stick.
You gotta get into it.
It was so funny.
Well, this is a shorter episode.
This is.
But I'm fine with that. This is just our dipping our toe into the magnificent waters of Darien Lake.
Yeah.
And so we'll come back next week with some more on this. We'll probably have some guests as we do this.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many episodes there are. There's like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait though. If you're not on board, get on board. Can't say it enough.
Get on board with it, you know.
I was hesitant, I think, because subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles can be a deal breaker for people.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm used to it. I put on subtitles for everything, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So we were a guest also, we'll say. We were a guest this week on comedic genius Julian Gonzalez's podcast, Extra Extra.
Uh-huh. And we are using his facilities for this.
So listen to Extra Extra this week. one of the hardest laughs I've had on a podcast.
Truly. I mean,
got called white trash.
Sang some Nicki Minaj. We talked about Martha Stewart getting yelled at for being on her bike.
For being too old to ride a bike.
We played a game called Would You Buy It? And it was only one thing.
So give it a listen.
Burger King nightmares, stuff like that, you know?
I guess we'll wrap it up. As always, follow us. How is she though? Pod, THOPOD on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
Follow our personal Instagrams too.
Yeah,
guys.
Do it at Chad Westbrook. That's really where you're going to see more content. Yeah. To be honest, TBH.
Yeah. We are lazy. And I'm at Nicholas_A_Wagoner.
I already said mine. Yeah. Also, for all of those loyal fans out there, I'm still in UCB Drag Race.
Yeah, made it to
made
the
it barely by the skin of my teeth.
You have a lot of skin.
I bombed Snatch Game. It wasn't a full bomb, but it was like not good as Alanis Morissette, and I regret that choice.
Yeah, you should have had those spoons. That would have saved it.
Yeah, those spoons. I needed those spoons. I just shouldn't have done Alanis. I had no take on her. I had no character voice and nothing.
Well, you just have to be. I told you you did your normal voice at a certain point. You didn't do like obnoxious, like screaming.
I know. I had nothing.
I thought you were going to do that the whole time.
I biffed it so hard. So now Trixie Mattel is my favorite drag queen because I relate to her the most. I get her pain.
In front of
at least I didn't. Oh, God, that would have been horrible. Anyways, that's it for us this week. As always, hi New Zealand. We love you. We miss you. Send us those DMs. And until next time, bye-bye.